USA Radio News.
A number of children may have been exposed to monkeypox after an adult at an Illinois daycare center tested positive for the virus.
Pediatricians are on site as we speak to screen children for cases, and there are mobile testing and vaccines for their families.
That was the director of Illinois Department of Public Health. At this time, officials did not disclose the number of children that may have been exposed to the virus, but they have began screening the children and the staff from the daycare. The monkeypox disease is typically spread through prolonged skin-to-skin contact with infected people's lesions or bodily fluids. This is according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The daycare has been cleaned and it is still open. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The administration is hanging their hat on a positive July jobs report.
The United States economy added 528,000 jobs in July. Unemployment rate also fell to 3.5%. The Labor Department released the latest monthly jobs report Friday morning. July's report marked a positive jump from the prior month, which saw a payroll gain of 398,000 jobs added. Today's number came in more than double what economists had expected. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
China is continuing to launch military drills following a visit by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan. Republican Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy says the Biden administration is lacking in its response to the aggression.
You can imagine that they see President Biden as weak, and that's why they are being as aggressive as they are being aggressive.
The Louisiana Republican speaking on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
More details are coming out about the Uvalde School District Police Chief.
Pete Arredondo, the Uvalde School District Police Chief, who has been facing national scrutiny for his part in the response to the May mass shooting at Robb Elementary School, was demoted from a high-ranking position in another law enforcement department nearly a decade ago. This is all according to a report from the San Antonio Express News. Arredondo was relegated from assistant chief to commander in the Webb County Sheriff's Office in October 2014. The Webb County Sheriff Martin Kuehler stated that the reason was that Arredondo, quote, couldn't get along with people. Kuehler also said that Uvalde CISD had never called him for a reference after Arredondo applied to the department. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The Los Angeles Unified School District, America's second largest school district, announced this week that it's ending virtually all its COVID-19 safety rules. The only remaining mandatory COVID-19 protocol will be testing and masking for symptomatic students. Amazon is buying Roomba Maker iRobot for $1.7 billion, including debt, as the online retailer adds another connected home product to its portfolio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.